Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Republican Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming has lost the GOP primary there. Cheney has been a fierce critic of former President Donald Trump. She was beat by lawyer Harriet Hageman, who had Trump's backing. In conceding the race, Cheney said there's more to be done to stop Trump from ever being elected to office again.
This primary election is over, but now the real work begins.
Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski, meanwhile, and fellow Republican Kelly Chewbacca are advancing from Tuesday's primary in Alaska to the general election in the fall. And in the race for their state's lone representative, former governor and vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin was among the four candidates to advance to the general election in November. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is expected in Lviv in western Ukraine Tuesday to meet with Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. They will talk on Thursday about the Russian-Ukrainian deal that allows Ukraine to export hundreds of thousands of tons of grain to buyers around the globe. As Linda Fasula reports, the Ukrainian president requested the meeting.
Guterres is to meet with the two leaders to discuss the status of the UN-brokered grain deal and travel with them Friday to the Black Sea port of Odessa, from which Ukrainian grain and fertilizer are being exported. On Saturday, they are to visit with officials who are monitoring the grain exports at the Joint Coordination Center in Istanbul. Guterres is also expected to meet privately with the Ukrainian president on issues including the war and the need for a political solution, conditions at a nuclear power plant, and the UN's fact-finding mission on killings at a Ukrainian prison. For NPR News, I'm Linda Fasulo in New York.
Mental health care clinicians were out in droves Tuesday at Kaiser Permanente hospitals in Northern California and the Central Valley. It was the second day of an open-ended walkout. Leslie McClurg from member station KQED met up with workers in Oakland.
What do we want? When do we want it? Louder.
Picketers carry signs that say, Kaiser, don't deny. Workers are calling for increased wages and staffing. Nicole Riddle marched alongside her colleagues this morning. She's a labor and delivery nurse at Kaiser who has faced long wait times trying to access care for her own family.
I had to threaten to sit outside of someone's office until they gave my daughter an appointment.
Riddle says she is appalled that her employer staffs one full-time therapist for every 2,600 members in Northern California. Kaiser says it's hiring, but it's challenged by the country's shortage of mental health care providers. For NPR News, I'm Leslie McClurg in Oakland.
Democrats are celebrating their signature legislation that fights climate change. The measure was signed into law on Tuesday by President Biden. It provides $375 billion over the next decade to help fight the buildup of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. You're listening to NPR News. Fort Worth-based American Airlines says it's agreed to buy up to 20 Boom supersonic aircraft with an option for 40 more. Bill Zeeble with member station KERA in Dallas reports that these jets are expected to fly at twice the speed of today's fastest commercial carriers.
The world's largest airline said it wants the speed advantage promised by the Overture aircraft. When ready in 2029, jet maker Boom says the plane could fly at 1.7 times the speed of sound. American says it could take up to 80 passengers from Miami to London in under 5 hours. Last summer, United Airlines was the first carrier promising a Boom purchase of 15 supersonic jets. Boom has only built a small demonstrator jet so far. The iconic supersonic Concorde jet made its last flight almost 20 years ago. I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.
As the mega drought continues in the West, Arizona and Nevada will be facing cuts in the amount of water they can draw from the Colorado River. That decision was announced by federal officials after a seven-state group that shares the water could not come up with an answer to the water problem. The states rely on the water for crops and to support continuing population growth in the region. Mexico also receives some of the water and will also face cuts. The German filmmaker Wolfgang Petersen has died. He was 81 years old. Petersen died at his Los Angeles home following treatment for pancreatic cancer. His World War II submarine epic Das Boot launched a Hollywood career that included the films Air Force One, The Perfect Storm, and In the Line of Fire. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.